This is Dr. David dictating a progress report on Ryland, R-E-I-L-A-N-D, first name Mark, M-A-R-K. His date of birth is May 31st, 1958. New paragraph. Mark has been known to me for last 3-4 months. This 66-year-old male was diagnosed to have prostate cancer in July of 2024. Patient was initially seen by urologist in Plano, and he was treated with a shot of Eligard, 6 month duration, and then he was placed on Casodex. Patient was referred to me. I saw him in late September, and at that time he was feeling extremely weak. His hemoglobin was extremely low. His PSA at the time of diagnosis was in excess of 800 or so. So the patient was continued on that treatment, and Xtandi, X-T-A-N-D-I, was discussed with the patient. Patient, however, was not ready to start and switch to Xtandi on account of fear of side effects. His PSA had started coming down, so he was continued on Casodex, and next ADH shot was due in few more months. However, in late December, patient started having significant back pain. He was hospitalized at Medical City Denton. He was almost complaining of significant weakness in both legs. So Dr. Neurosurgeon saw him and did decompression and stabilized the spine. Patient improved. The neurosurgeon was Dr. Bo, B-O-A-H. Patient was sent home on physical therapy. However, while going through physical therapy, patient fell, and apparently the support that was done must have fallen apart, and patient started having back pain, and progressively he developed paraparesis. He was seen again at Medical City and then sent to Medical City Dallas, and at that time it was deemed that no further surgery might be done, and the patient was advised to go on hospice. Patient, however, did not want to go on hospice, so he continued with home health. Patient progressively is going down. His weakness in both lower extremity persist, does not have any movement anymore in the feet and the toes. Patient also developed bed sore, A air flotation mattress has been ordered and patient is now on that bed. He continues to have pain. He has an indwelling Foley's catheter. The urine looked turbid, so urine analysis and culture are requested. On physical exam, he is very debilitated male in no distress at this point. Eyes ENT showed pillar, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart irregular rhythm, abdomen soft, extremities minimal edema, and no muscle activity, both lower extremity. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1. Advanced prostate cancer with extensive metastasis both in liver, lungs and bones. Diagnosis 2. Paraplegia from spinal cord compression. Diagnosis 3. Possibly terminal phase of the illness. New paragraph recommendations. We'll try to make him comfortable with pain control and treating infection as they arise, and since patient wants to continue Casodex and Lupron, we will continue that. I have requested home health to facilitate continued care, and neuralgic patch were ordered for his pain. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a progress report on Ryland Mark. Copy of this may be sent to my chart. Thank you.